Hello and welcome to Random Thoughts, episode 25. 25. I'm back here in the Stretch Goose Studios, and this time my brother gave me the captain's chair, so I'm in command of everything. And it's a lot different than I'm used to, so...
And I'm in shit talk central.
I know, I might fumble and hit the wrong button here and there, but just we'll fix it in post-production.
That's because my shit is really close, all on top of each other.
I would say specifically tailored for your position.
Yes.
And how you sit in here, for sure.
Yes, which is not yours.
No, it's not. This is your space, not mine.
I can totally sense the awkwardness in your body language. You're like, this fucking prison.
No, it's good. I just, actually, this is how I usually set up, but you have this L-shaped desk so that my laptop's a little further away. So
yeah,
I'm usually like have everything right in front of me.
That's because I have all those fucking toys in that corner. I got to put them
somewhere.
Come
on, man. They're collectibles. You got to have them out. Actually, that's a new one.
Well, yeah, for you.
Okay.
Because you're usually over here staring at Bob.
Cosmic Legions, Kragnar.
Yes. And on the other side, you got the Mythic Legend.
Yeah,
Legion.
I see that.
Yes.
Then you got the, holy shit.
Those toys are, if you're a toy nerd, those toys were created by a couple of makers that used to work at Hasbro and Mattel. They formed their own company.
Oh, so these are just specifically made up toys? They're not like...
No, they're not tied to... I mean, it's a company.
They're not tied to any specific...
No. It's not locked into Hasbro, Mattel...
Well, whatever. I guess what I was trying to say, like,
Hasbro.
like a cartoon comic or anything like that?
No.
So it's just their own little made-up toy universe.
Yeah. Kind of like back when they made Master of the Universe out of thin air.
Yeah.
That type of shit.
And then it turned into a cartoon, basically?
Well, yeah, they needed the fucking cartoon. They were like, how do we launch this bitch for the kids? Let's get a movie, get a cartoon.
Was that one of the first examples of how they tied like a toy launch with a show for marketing?
It was one of the originals of that.
Definitely one of the early ones, but it wasn't the first, right?
Oh God, I don't know what the first is.
I don't
know. All together.
I just knew it was one of the earlier ones.
That was done from scratch. Yeah.
And then GoBots was the same way.
GoBots was.
Because that originally started as a toy.
That was also a toy. And that was an answer to the Transformer.
Right. I actually like the GoBots. You know what it was? They were just meaner.
I know. I like
them. They were mean.
Megatron was a pussy compared to that motorcycle.
Yeah. Like, seriously. it was just mean.
And I'll take Optimus over that fucking airplane.
Oh, and it's fuck like. I saw your ex post that you put out there about the that one toy, the alternate Megatron toy, that early one.
Yeah.
I remember that thing.
Oh, yeah.
It was a black tape recorder looking.
There's some shit that I wish they would have made and mass produced. I would have fucking gobbled that
bitch
up.
Man, if you still had that, how much do you think it'd be worth?
I don't even, if lucky, get a grand for it.
What do you mean lucky, dude? A grand? That's still good money. Yeah. I mean, you probably would expect to be more since it's so... There it is. Oh, yeah, that's what it was. It was a quartz watch. Dude, I remember that.
Yeah, that little watch.
I remember that. That's crazy.
A little itty-bitty watch. A
little Casio watch, basically, that was a Transformer.
Yeah.
Yeah, you did used to have that.
I did. And then, you know, you throw it away because it broke.
Yeah.
Type shit.
I remember that.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
If you were not born in the 80s or 90s or even the late 70s, you have no idea what we're talking about.
No, they don't. And I mean, they don't even play with toys anyway now. Baby gets
one of these. It's a toy version.
They just go straight to iPhone, right?
They get a toy phone with like little apps and shit now.
They're like computer programmers by the time they're freaking three.
We can't even get those fuckers to stay outside.
Shit. Dude, you couldn't even get me to come inside before. I remember that.
Yeah.
I still like to be outside in the mornings.
Remember the phrase, go outside, come back for dinner.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Don't come back.
Yeah, come back before sundown, basically.
Now if you kick them outside, it's like, fuck, we got to watch out for the rapists.
Aw.
The fucking child thieves.
Yeah, it's pretty bad now, man.
Now it is.
It's crazy. It was not like that before. It's like the days of when you didn't have to lock your doors.
Well,
when did that trend start? Because it wasn't, I think it was after the 50s or towards the tail end of the 50s. All of a sudden, It was like the rise of the serial killer all of a sudden, right? That started happening, and then people were like, oh, you know, we better start locking our doors.
I'm going to have to say, I don't even fucking think that's real. Nobody locked their shit up. I mean, somebody, I don't know. I mean, they always say that big serial killer comes down, shit happens. Oh, this community, we used to never lock our doors, but I don't buy that bullshit.
Yeah, but you got to also realize there wasn't really.
You're telling me that you wouldn't lock up your fucking tool shed.
There was that fear because there wasn't widespread crime or people looking to kill other people back then. I mean, they were around, but not at the level it is now, or even 20 years, 30 years ago.
I guess if you Michael J. Fox my ass back then, all the way to Back to the Future of that shit, I'd probably be weirded out, open doors and shit, lock everything.
Well, it had to go from the Wild West. Excuse obviously me. They did lock the doors because everyone had a freaking gun and there was a lot of outlaws and people.
Gun was the lock.
I mean, yeah, quite literally. The door stop, as they say.
What's that shadow in the doorway? Kaboom! Fucking knock it out.
I mean, you imagine opening the door and just like a big double barrel in your face.
Yeah, you think twice.
I mean, you should.
Yeah. Fuck, dude.
That's funny as hell.
Yeah, this actually ties into...
Hold on. Before we go further, I want everybody to know that we're recording Sunday, October 20th, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, 20th.
Yes.
Today, the 49ers and Chiefs play each other. You're going to probably hear this after. We don't know who's going to win or lose, but I am trolling the fuck out of my brother. I came in full Niner uniform. I've got the Niner sweatshirt. I got the hat. I almost wore the shoes too, but I didn't want to go that far. I have some nice Niner shoes. And if you don't know, Emmanuel is a Chiefs fan for whatever reason. I don't even know how that started back in the day.
You're fucking eating the mic to get this out.
This is just how I talk.
Yeah, calm down. It's okay.
This is how I talk.
It's okay.
So, yeah, I'm...
You're going to cry later. It's okay.
No, I'm not going to cry. I will not cry.
If the Chiefs will not make
no,
this...
No.
They will not make this their first loss.
It'll be...
It cannot happen.
You don't believe so?
No.
All right, well, this may not age well, but I don't know. I don't know about that. I can't trust the Niners this year, honestly. I don't know what the fuck they're doing.
The Niners are a jalopy walking into this.
You know what the Niners' problem is? Is Shanahan, man.
No.
Fuck.
No.
Shanahan.
No. They're doctors.
No.
Their training staff is dog shit.
I'm not going to blame their performance like everybody is on their injuries because they have a more than adequate running back.
No, I'm not blaming that. I'm talking about
everybody else's.
Nobody can keep him on the field. How the fuck? What's going on in the medical tent? What are these doctors? We got quacks and shit.
Yeah, well, but I'm not going to chalk it all up into injuries because they have such a deep roster and they have such they have a good amount of talent. There's no excuse.
No.
Look, Brock Purdy's not hurt. He's playing. So you have the quarterback in.
That offense is 100% healthy.
Yeah.
Yeah. The defense has issues.
Yes, but defensively they've been doing decent considering it's the offense that can't fucking, you know, put the nail in the coffin in the game. And I think I'm just going to put that on Shanahan because, dude, he goes through his periods where he can't manage the fucking clock for whatever reason. I don't know why. He doesn't seem like he can manage the clock. He always has these ideas in his head. I'm just going to call this weird trick play at the time I don't need to. And it's like, why did you do that? Why did you not run the ball and control the clock when you're in the lead instead of trying to toss it around like you have, you know, old school Joe Montana or, you know, it just doesn't make sense, dude.
Look,
like he's trying to reinvent the wheel this season with his players. Like, just stick to the formula.
Look, I expect the Niners to probably get about 300 yards on the ground today.
Yeah.
I'm expecting it. Because
I could see that. Yeah.
Because Mike Dana isn't playing. His backup's not playing. You got Chris Jones and Joe somebody inside, you know, D tackles, and it's going to be a nightmare.
I think the Niners will definitely run all over the Chiefs. That I can agree with. I mean,
they've
always ran all over people. Like that's the one thing the Niners always had that was great was the running back core.
Yeah, their run game is
fine. They've always been solid there.
The run game is fine.
Always been solid.
But, you know, but I wanted to go back to this we were talking about the locked doors and, you know.
Hold on. Go Niners. All right. Fuck the Chiefs.
Listen. All right. We're going to go back. Listen.
Okay. Locked doors. Sorry.
Listen.
I'm just giving you shit. We both know the Chiefs are probably going to kick the shit out of the Niners.
Listen. I just know I called one game perfectly last week. Cowboys and Lions.
Oh, so. Let's not even. That was, you know, Christine's going to hear this. I can't talk too much, but fuck, was that embarrassing.
The Kittens walked into Dallas and
that was fucking embarrassing. I mean, can Jerry Jones just keep his, can he just at this point admit that maybe he's the problem? It doesn't matter what coach you hire, what fucking quarterback you franchise, nothing. It's like you're always in the same position every year.
Yeah. It's.
Where is the progress? And can I ask you why they brought Zeke back, but they're not even playing him?
Oh, Zeke is just supportive now. He's that veteran to teach the youngster.
No, I get it. But when you need someone to, like, when you really want to ground and pound him, that's the guy you send in because he heats up. Like, the more you give him the ball, the better he gets.
He's the only guy they got.
Maybe that's why they're...
He's the only guy they got.
Maybe they're being cautious.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. But
they are notorious. They've been notorious for this. And that's all we can... I don't know.
I'm not disagreeing with you. I'm not disagreeing with you. And so, I guess we'll get off football now because it's not a sports show, but damn, we had to bring it up.
Well, yeah, you troll me in your fucking silly outfit. That's fine.
Come on, dude. Hey, you know what's funny is you and I are not that far apart. Look, red and gold on the Chiefs, red and gold on the Niners.
Look, when the Dallas...
I think the Chiefs secretly wanted to be the Niners years ago.
I will tell you.
And they couldn't.
I will explain to you how this happened. I will explain to you what happened.
What happened?
When the Dallas Texans left to Kansas City, the original owner, Hunt, he wanted to have a design similar to what San Francisco had.
I just said that he wanted to be the Niners.
And because he liked the way it looked.
Yeah.
That was it.
That was more than that, believe me. But
you think it's a fantasy. I don't know, but that's the story.
You won't let me have the team, I'll make my own.
He left because the Cowboys refused to share the market, which I thought was fun. And now look at it.
Hey, America's team, right?
Yeah, fuck. As they say. We saw it last week, America's team.
All right, anyway. Let's go lock doors.
We're talking about, you know, the eras, locked doors, crime, all that shit, right?
Yeah.
There's this dude on X. His name is Tim Miller. He's a journalist, I guess, or some shit. He has his own show, all that nonsense. So...
you're gonna read a post or is it a video?
I am gonna read a post.
Okay.
So there's this talk about Detroit, and both candidates were campaigning out there, and then there was a whole narrative about the crime and how negative it is and all that shit.
Okay.
So here's his post, because he went to Detroit and he gave a review of Detroit because it's like a counter to the shit. He's saying that the vibe was a 10 out of 10. The architecture was a 10 out of 10. The people are a 10 out of 10. Music's a 10 out of 10. Food is a 10 out of 10. Politicians are 9 of 10. The stadiums are 10 of 10. The weather is 4 out of 10. And he took pictures of the greats, the good side of Detroit, you know, like how happy it is. And he's saying that Detroit-style pizza is an abomination and a profanation of God's bounty claims on the contrary. Well, I don't even know what any of that shit means, but what he's trying to say is Detroit's not that bad. I can take a picture of the best side of any city.
Right. You could do the same thing with Oakland,
yes,
California.
Yes. Trust me,
people, it's a shithole. You do not want to be there. You don't want to be caught there in the wrong neighborhood at night. It just, no.
I hate when these we're going to end up politicizing this, but I hate when these types of journalists that are trying to say how great things are.
What do you mean by these types?
The blue donkey journalist. All right. The lefty. Fuck. I can't, there's no other way to fucking
you
say it.
You mean the bought and paid liberal democratic journalists?
There's no other way to fucking say it. I mean, it's weird to me that they, it's like every we have this election season every so many years, And there's always somebody saying, well, look at this crime. Look at this. Look at that. This is why we're like this. Vote for me, right? And you always have this fucking weirdo like this that goes, look how great this place is. It's like, yeah, turn the camera around.
Right?
Didn't they have a shooting two streets over?
I mean, you're not wrong. There's crappy cities, though, in every state. Yeah. It doesn't matter. There's always going to be an area that's run down, neglected, and, you know, forgotten. It's almost like they don't care about it. Who do you blame? Is it really the people? Because why? They don't make enough money? And then so you ignore them because you're not getting enough tax revenue from that part of the city, so you don't patrol
it?
I just thought it was... I don't know. It's just...
I just thought it was funny. It's a funny thing to point out because, like, dude, really? I mean, we know San Francisco. We can go to the coast, Alcatraz. Yeah, it's great. But then you turn around, you go downtown, and you got a mountain of homeless people doing drugs on the street, trying to cross the street and falling over. You don't want to photograph that. I don't know. I just thought that shit was funny.
Yeah, it's it's ridiculous.
I just think guys like Tim Miller need to fucking stop being retarded.
Oh,
I don't understand what you're promoting, what you're trying to sell.
I got a good example of we're not gonna try to stay political necessarily, but I have a good example of that on something I replied to this guy. I'm sorry, I'm still tired, so I'm trying to get my brain together here.
Well, while you're doing that, I do have a story. Mm-hmm. I called in sick to have a mental health day. And I drove to Fresno because I wanted to go to the zoo. And I left at like 1 a.m. or 2 a.m, some shit. Okay?
If you are listening, employer, he called in sick for a mental health day. He's basically saying he didn't want to fucking go to work. I mean...
Listen.
Sometimes you just... Yeah, I'm not feeling it.
Hey, you know, we can always cut this out. But
oh no, this is staying
in. Hey, I always said if I get fired, I'm working with you.
It's my fault. I got it.
You have to fucking take care of me.
I got it.
So what was funny is I went to, because I got there so early and they didn't open until 9. So I was like, well, I'm going to go to this hotel real quick, get about 3 or 4 hours in, you know, get some little, you know, snooze. And I go into this fucking hotel and the guy says, you know, it's $107. And then you have to have a credit card. So I give him the credit card. And I know I have money on this card. Let's say that. He swipes the card. It doesn't go through. And I'm like, I got declined. He goes, yeah, man, it's not good. And my phone goes off and I look and it's the fraud department.
Yeah.
And they said, did you swipe this card for $10,000?
Fuck no. Did that guy just hit the wrong numbers or what?
He was looking at me and I was like, why are you swiping the card again? He goes, because it didn't go through. I said, why'd you swipe it for $10,000? He's all, I don't know. The numbers, it just did. I said, what the fuck are you trying to say? The numbers. And he swiped it again. It got declined again. I said, what are you trying now? And then goes off again. He's it's like $2,000. I said, what are you doing? It's $100 for the...
Yeah, no shit.
$10,000, $2,000. What are you attempting here?
What the hell?
And then the third time, he actually swipes it for the 100 and it goes through. And I was like, okay.
Well, why was he trying to swipe it for those higher amounts? Was he just fumble fingers and hitting too many zeros?
It was all on the computer. So it's mouse and like a touchscreen.
that's fucking strange.
And then I looked and then he gives me my card back and everything. And then I was like, well, this is why it didn't work. You swiped it for 10,000. You swiped it for 2,000. Now the 2,000 might have worked, but the 10,000 was a red flag. So they automatically froze the next one because it's back to back and it's like a $12,000 swipe. And he's just like, I don't know. Maybe I'm tired. I was like, what the fuck you mean you're tired?
What do you mean maybe, motherfucker? You just tried to take 10K out of my fucking... God.
It was the funniest...
Where was this at? Fresno?
It was in Fresno. Ramada Inn.
Dude, for reals?
Yeah.
I swear.
Fucking blew my mind. I got a text, an email, and my phone was buzzing. I was like, $10,000, what the fuck are you doing?
Is it that hard? I mean, is the job that hard? Is it that hard?
And then he hands me a pink ink pen, right? To sign the thing. I sign it and he goes, oh, no, no, no. It's got to be in black. I said, well, you just gave me a pink ink.
That's on you, bud.
What the fuck you want from me?
Deal. It's yours.
You try to steal 10 grand and you give me the wrong ink color. Like, what? I don't understand. I was like, what the fuck?
I have no words on that one. I mean, I do, but I don't want to really get more offensive than I am at times on the show already. So just let that one be.
Dude, barrel down the barrel down.
Oh, no, 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 no. I can't.
It's the Mamata in. You can do it.
I can't. I'm just going to let that be. when you were talking about one-sided, like basically journalists who are obviously there to push the rhetoric and message of a certain political
bias
party.
Is all fucking get out.
Oh, beyond bias. See, these guys are like, they're paid shills. Let's just be honest.
Yeah.
It's like you see his ex accounts like that fucking Joe from Jersey. She's obviously getting paid to post all this bullshit. You ever see half the stuff that she posts?
Oh,
it makes no sense. JoJo from Jersey or Joe from Jersey, wherever.
Yeah, doesn't she have her own bullshit show?
I don't know. Really? People watch her?
She has her own bullshit show.
No.
It's in her bio if you want to click it.
Shut up. You don't watch it. You've watched it.
I did watch 5 minutes. I had to see what we're dealing with here. I've done it before. I had to. I had to go down I go down rabbit holes. You already fucking know.
What was your assessment?
She's batshit crazy.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
She's on the fucking payroll. It's obvious.
There's nothing going on
anyway,
up there.
But what gets me even worse is when you have someone who is in Congress, a senator or you know, and yes, they are Democrat or Republican, but they're so fucking hardcore behind the message. And so I have this guy here, Chris Murphy, who's a senator representing Connecticut. And he's all, I just had to respond. He said, seriously, wake up. Trump isn't hiding anymore. He's telling us over and over that he's going to use the military to handle his political opponents. And in term two, the people working for him are going to be even crazier than him, a recipe for utter American disaster.
All right. It's the apocalypse.
So everybody's saying that Trump is saying this. And look, this show isn't about politics, so we're not advocating you have to vote for Trump or Harris. I'm just bringing up facts here. Uh-oh. On something I read.
Wow, wow.
I had to respond. I was like, so yeah, the DOD is now able to assist in civil disturbances and deploy the military and their resources against citizens of the USA with potentially lethal force. Just happened under the current administration. Care to explain? So if people don't understand what I'm saying or what I'm coming from, the DOD now has inked in that they've been green-lighted to now provide assistance to civil authorities, police, in a civil disturbance situation. So now if something like if there's a riot or a protest that they don't like or whatever's going on, they can request military aid now. It could be actual military personnel, even their technology. It could be weapons. It could be whatever to aid in controlling what they are going to label civil disturbance. That just happened in September. End of September, they just passed that.
Well, I guess they're prepping for something.
So, what's all this? It's almost that. It's like they always say, they always tell you what, they always accuse you of what they're going to do or doing.
Yeah, or about to do. Oh my gosh.
So this guy is a Democrat, a senator, talking about Trump supposedly using military against his people, and then the current administration, Democratic Party, who's been running the country for almost ever, it seems.
They write that shit in.
Yeah,
they're getting ahead of it.
And then remember years back when Biden was laughing when there was all that unrest with all the riots and everything, and they asked him about, well, are you afraid there would ever be a civil war? And then Biden literally just laughs. He goes, well, we have the tanks and the planes, so.
Do ya?
So anyway, I thought I'd bring that up. It's like, do you really want to die on that hill, like just spreading this bullshit rhetoric around, whether it's a simple story or even you know, a political talking point?
Yeah.
When in the back of your mind, you know you're full of shit. Like, how can someone be that much of a liar and be okay with it? That's what I'm getting at, I guess.
Because they don't give a fuck, dude.
It's crazy. All for the sake of money, though. Like, you would literally get to the point where you know you're going to cause harm.
It's all for the sake of power and money.
Crazy, yeah. Man. Crazy. Yeah. Crazy. Anyway, I just wanted to bring that up.
Hey.
Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
But on to other thing. So what if you sent me this clip this morning. What if you were pulled over and you had, cop asks for identification, but you don't have the proper ID on you because regardless of what your identification says, you personally identify as a cat.
A cat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What if that scenario happened? What if that was our real world? Now, I think this video is parody, right? It's not real.
It's not real. It's a total
but
parody.
This is a great what if because, I mean, there are people like this.
If it's real, that cop is quick on his feet. That's all.
I don't know. I want to believe it's real. But anyway, I want to play this because this is fucking comedic for sure. Here we go.
Right.
You do currently have a California driver's license. You just don't have a physical copy on you at the moment.
That's my preferred method of identification.
And this is?
It's a cat collar. I'm currently identifying as a cat.
He's fair a cat enough. Now.
The information here on the tag, I'm assuming, belongs to you, the boyfriend.
Yeah. That's so rude. I hope you know I'm recording.
Well, it wasn't my intention to offend you, but he just identified as a cat and you're wearing a Harrods Waltz t-shirt. So forgive me if I came to a conclusion that you guys are involved in some sort of a homosexual arrangement.
I'm not mad that you think we're together, but you're using gendered language. Besides, I'm not his boyfriend. I'm his owner.
Owner.
Okay. Well, look, we can do this the hard way if you'd like. I can have this car towed because last I checked, a cat is not licensed to operate a motor vehicle in the state of California. We can have animal control come get you, take you to a shelter where you're... owner can retrieve you for a fee of $70 after you're given the necessary immunizations, which do include a rabies shot, possibly even spayed or neuter, whichever you prefer or identify with. Is that what you guys want to do here?
What should we do? I don't know. I don't have $70.
Sir, I can also request that a mental health care professional come down here on scene and do an evaluation of you because you're considering letting him take a rabies shot rather than just give me an ID, use some manners so I can give you your ticket.
Okay.
We'll just leave that there. Everybody's identifying as cats and dogs. And I've even seen videos of people with fucking walking them on leashes and shit.
Yeah, like, but the video's funny because it takes a what if scenario.
Yeah.
You know, everybody's like, I identify as a certain gender. I identify as a, I don't know, a fucking paperclip, a pencil, a cat, a dog, a car. Like, everybody wants to identify as something. It's like, okay, well...
here's the consequences.
Let's commit then.
Yeah.
You're a cat. Well, hell, I guess now we got to take you down to animal control. You want to deal with that? We're going to snip your nuts now, bud.
Even if this was a real scenario and those two were being just trying to be funny or dicks and hand them the thing and say they're cats, the fact that that officer would turn around and say any of that is just gold.
Great. I would give that officer a fucking raise. That was amazing. He knew how to handle that.
He absolutely deserves a raise. Shit, if that's real.
I love that answer. Well, this is how I this is the preferred method of identification I use. A cat collar. Preferred method of identification. Get out of here.
I would probably throw in, does it fit?
Yeah, right?
Is it actually going around the neck?
Oh, this is yours. Well, here, bud, try it on.
Yeah, are we serious?
Cat caller. Shit.
Anyway, Donald Trump, Al Smith dinner.
Yeah.
Was a big thing.
I didn't watch any of this, by the way. I heard that he was funny as hell. And well, then Jim Gaffigan as well. I didn't see any of it. So this is all new to me.
Well, every election cycle, they have this dinner.
Yeah.
For the presidents.
Didn't Kamala Harris refuse to go for some reason? Like, she's the first president in how many years? Or I'm sorry.
Candidate.
Presidential candidate that refused to go.
She did not go. She sent in a parody, and I don't even want you to see it. It's retarded. It's dumb. And she's got no... Well, we know she doesn't have any talent, but she had no talent. Just no. It's garbage. But Donald Trump is doing this. This is the second time he's done this. Third time. Yeah, because he didn't get the Biden thing, Biden-Clinton. Yeah, so this is his third one. And every time he goes on, it is a riot. And Gaffigan has hosted it a few times. And his opener was pretty good.
You want to do Gaffigan first, or do you want to run through the Trump videos?
Dude, we can do Gaffigan's opener.
Okay.
See how we plan, let's do that as we're on air?
You know, a lot of people don't believe that we don't prep the show.
We don't.
I don't know why. Some people think that we prep. We don't prep this fucking thing. Look, we met this morning and we're like,
what do you got?
Yeah. So, got anything to say? Not really. How about now? We just kind of, we just feel it out until it starts to flow. You know, pretty much.
And then he takes it home and he puts a fucking knife to it and it comes out.
Yeah. I get the chainsaw out and,
like, you that know, would probably get cut out.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway, so here's the... yeah, let's start with the Jim Gaffigan. Let's do that. Okay, here we go.
I never know how to address you people. Do you prefer, you know, global elite or coastal elite? You know, I mean, I know we live in sensitive times and I don't want to mislabel anyone. I'm personally excited to be up here, and not just because you make me look young and principled. You know, yeah. This seating arrangement is weird, right? I mean, it looks like the plutocrats are about to play Family Feud. And the survey says, whatever you want. This dais, actually, let's be honest, this entire room is filled with some of the most powerful people in New York City and Brian Kilmeade.
What the fuck?
Remember, Brian, I told you? Brian and I started doing stand-up together, so we're friends. Hopefully. You know, because this room is, I'm glad you guys have a sense of humor about this, because this room is undeniably impressive. It really is. The prestige, the wealth, the allegations. I mean, wow. And don't feel bad if you don't have any allegations yet, okay? Which reminds me, Letitia James is here. She had a great year. She's just back there watching all of you. She's watching.
Wow. All right.
He just fucking stabbed her in the face.
Isn't it crazy she's there though?
Yeah. She is the AG.
I know, but man, how awkward that whole thing could have been. I mean, probably was with, you know, because Trump's there and everything, but.
Yeah, well, I just got the top five clips. I don't even know how long he went. He could have attacked her for all I know.
I heard Trump did, it was pretty long, but like, it was like just a bunch of zingers.
Yeah. He's like, it's his last one. So he's going to just rip everybody. Might as well.
Right. Well, so this is a compilation of his top five.
Yeah. Just his top five jokes.
All right. Well, let's go ahead and start that.
I used to think the Democrats were crazy for saying that men have periods, but then I met Tim Walz. Well, I'd better wrap up because Mayor Adams told me earlier that I needed to make this one very quick, especially the city has reserved this room for a large group of illegal aliens coming in from Texas. There's a group called White Dudes for Harris. Have you seen this? White Dudes for Harris. Anybody know? Are some of you here? White Dudes for Harris. Doesn't sound like it. But I'm not worried about them at all because their wives and their wives' lovers are all voting for me. A major issue in this race is child care, and Kamala has put forward a concept of a plan. A lot of people don't like it. The only piece of advice I would have for her in the event that she wins would be not to let her husband Doug anywhere near the nannies. Just keep him away.
That's a
nasty one. Chuck Schumer is here looking very glum. Doesn't he look glum? He looks glum. But look on the bright side, Chuck, considering how woke your party has become. If Kamala loses, you still have a chance to become the first woman president.
I just like in that video. I like in that video when you look in the background, there's not a whole lot of people like really laughing. It's just the audience is laughing.
Yeah, the crowd.
it's like you're just getting roasted, and you're just.
I don't know how they're gonna all handle things once.
I don't even know how Chuck Schumer gets through it, because he gets ripped every time.
I don't know how they're gonna handle things if he gets elected again. It's crazy.
Who gives a shit?
No, I know, but a lot of these people literally built their careers on just bashing Trump. Like, we're talking journalists, we're talking X accounts, everything. Like, their whole goal, like, from inception, it's like you could see, oh, I started my X account back in 2016. Like, yeah. And their whole career, or however they've been making their money, has literally just been.
Well, yeah.
Bashing Trump.
Well,
so,
in any podcaster from that started in 2015.
Yeah.
They've been riding Trump's ass the whole time.
That's true, huh?
What are they going to do?
What are they going to do when he's gone?
Yeah, out of material.
Yeah, there's nothing left. What are you going to do? It's going to be boring. You're not going to have anything.
Because when you, I mean, anyway.
That's crazy. Yeah, he does not give a fuck.
Nah, he's fucking done.
And they think you're just making jokes. He ain't making jokes.
I mean, they're
he's saying how
they're,
he feels.
They're funny, but they're not.
Oh, he's saying exactly what he feels. He don't give
a
fuck.
He just straight called Chuck Schumer a bitch.
Yeah, pretty much.
And then he called funny. Doug Emhoff a fucking predator.
Jesus. Yeah, we only have, I mean, it's right around the corner.
Oh, yeah, 17 days.
Yep. Get, right around the corner.
Let's do our little vote PSA.
Please
vote. Save California. That's all I got.
You can't save California. You can't. We still have to deal with this new scum for a while.
We still got Newy.
So how do you feel about the gas tax going up again and then exponentially every year after that?
I don't care for it, but it's not like I can stop this train. It's already fucking retarded.
Yeah, what goes through their mind thinking like that's a good idea? They're trying to raise it by another 60 cents, right?
They're trying to force gallon. You. They're trying to force you into a Tesla or some shit, but
they can't. They can't even fucking handle the rolling fucking brownout situation we're in every time it gets hot out in the fucking valley or in LA. And once all those air conditioners turn on, freaking power goes out.
You know what's crazy though? Even on that note, there's always somebody in the news going, oh, there's no blackout problems in California. There's no this, no that.
Do they even live in California?
It's just they say that shit.
Yeah.
It's like, then why is Newsom getting up saying, please only operate your shit from 7 p.m.
Right.
You know, like, it's obviously a fucking thing.
Like, I know it's 110 degrees today, only turn your air conditioner on at 7 p.m. What the fuck are you talking about?
And they always talk shit about, like, when Texas had that little cold front that fucked up their
yeah, a few years back, it got so icy and just kind of destroyed everything.
Yeah, and they're like, oh, we're better than you because we can keep our shit on. Yeah, between 7 p.m. and...
yeah, exactly.
And then it's like, well, we want to raise the gas tax. We're going to force you to buy a Tesla. It's like, I just saw Teslas have problems in a hurricane. I am not buying a Tesla.
I think electric vehicles are cool. Like,
did you know like all the batteries burnt or flamed out or waterlogged?
Well, here's the thing with batteries though. I can see it for like a daily driver, like you're doing a lot of city driving, things like that, getting around for work. But for long travel, I'm still not bought in on it.
No, I mean, we're gonna you know, stay on this. I guess topics of sorts. They did that survey or a review of like all the policies and what's been accomplished and shit. And you know how this administration said, we're going to put charging stations, thousands of them.
Oh, they've said that I don't know how many times.
And they've only done like less than 3% of that. It just blew my fucking mind.
Yeah.
I was like, you want to do this big switch, but then you've only done 3% of the 100.
I mean, their infrastructure is way behind their plan.
And this is 4 years? 4 years. Like, how the fuck are we going to get this done?
We got a deadline. Look, California. they still haven't fucking finished the damn not bullet train, whatever it's called, high speed rail. Still haven't finished that. How many years has that been?
Decades, dude. It's gone well before Newsom.
It's way beyond its due.
It's just a trip.
Way beyond its deadline, its due date.
It just blows my mind. It's like,
and this idiot, it's like
review your shit, and then you only do 3% of the charging stations.
Yeah, it's like, no, everything's going electric, and was it 2030?
Yeah,
everything is going electric. No more gas vehicles. And now they keep raising the registration on gas vehicles. They're making it harder for you to drive a gas vehicle. Dude, even all the trucks that I rent for my business,
yeah,
they're not quite electric yet. But this year, all of a sudden, I'm renting these new trucks. Dude, you can't even operate a lift gate. This is a truck for work, okay? You need a lift gate to get stuff in and out. You can't even operate the lift gate without the ignition being on because they're afraid if you drain the battery and get stranded. Fine. But then there's this new regulation that diesel trucks can't idle for so long. So all of a sudden, it shuts off on you. Can't operate the gate. You run back to turn the truck off. Go back to operate the gate. Like, what the fuck is this bullshit?
You silly bastards.
I asked them, I'm like, why is this happening? Oh, well, you know, a new California regulation on, you know, diesel vehicles. They can't be. Then why do I have to operate the gate based on whether the engine is running if the engine's going to shut off? California, dude, just boggles me, man.
This is a state.
2030 all electric vehicles. You're making it hard for people to even get to that point. You're taxing the gas now. They're going to raise it another 60 cents. And then it's supposed to exponentially go up every year thereafter. So you're right. They're trying to phase out. They're trying to make it so difficult for people to own a gas vehicle that it looks like it's cheaper to drive an electric.
If you're going
to
phase it out, then wouldn't you ramp up the charging stations and the infrastructure for it? Like, 3 years ago when you said this,
that's
shit,
the first thing you do.
That should be where the money is going. You shouldn't be pumping the money.
The first thing you do.
Anyway.
I'm going to build this house. I want you to put the outside up. We don't need the frame yet. Somehow make that stucco and everything. Just sit there and we'll add the frame later. It doesn't work that way.
I mean, all they're doing
work that way.
They're giving all these, like, I guess, I'm going to call them tax breaks, incentives, however you want to say it.
Incentives. One-time incentive.
To have electric vehicle businesses come here. But you don't.
You just drove the biggest one out.
Yes, but you could still get Teslas, right, in California. It's still possible. You can buy them, yes. Yeah, you already have the vehicles. Why are you trying to get more? Shouldn't you take that incentive cash and again build the infrastructure? Interstate 5 has like one charging station and then 300 miles you get the other one and then 300 miles.
Makes no sense, man. It makes no sense.
I'm not able to understand.
And we're still not at the point where they charge fast enough.
And that's another issue, but that's not just Tesla, because now that they've given other companies in here, you know, all these other car companies, they have different charging adapters. They don't use the Tesla.
Well, no, they've been working on standardizing that. I've heard for a while.
Yeah, but as of now, it's not that way.
Yeah, but
should be different. Now they're going to have different charging stations outside of Tesla. Those guys haven't even built theirs.
It doesn't even make any sense. None of this makes sense.
And they're trying to convert school buses to electric buses, but they don't even have the fucking warehouses for those buses. And what are they going to do with these gas buses?
Okay. We're not ready to support electric vehicle because we don't have the infrastructure, but we're going to raise gas tax again.
Yes.
And then to raise your registration and make it harder for you to pass smog. Yes, to force you to buy one.
Right. But then once you buy one, you can't use it. That's kind of how it is.
And they probably could have solved a lot of this problem and sped it up if our government, if California Newsom was smart enough. I mean, smart enough to maybe work with Elon Musk when he was here and go, listen, this is where we want to be. What do you think we should do to get us there? But instead, you drive the richest man in the world, who is probably one of the most innovative. I mean, he just proved that you could manufacture and launch a rocket that can come back and land on its own without falling in the ocean cheaper and faster than NASA could ever dream of. It's like he put that post out. He's like, I can build an engine or a rocket and get this approved and through faster than the government can push paper. I'm like, damn. So anyway, instead of Newsom working with him, he chooses to say, nah, we don't need you, fuck off. So he goes over to Texas.
Yeah.
And guess what happens when you do that, Newsom, you idiot? The jobs leave too. So you create this big old hole in the market, the job market, by doing that. You no longer have the innovative mind that you could have worked with to help you in developing technologies to get the infrastructure where you want. And what is his answer? Tax everybody more.
You know what's great? You know, this is...
It does not make any sense.
I have a question. Why can't Jeff Bezos get Blue Origin off the ground?
Because...
You got to, I mean, he's not 200 billion. He's 160 billion. He's still got his Amazon shit.
Bezos,
like, why can't he get that space program
Bezos
going?
Bezos is, yes, he's rich.
But he's got to be stupid.
But let's
at the
just
same
be
time.
Honest. He's not a technology guy. Okay. That's the difference. What was Amazon originally? It was a fucking book selling marketplace.
Yeah. He was running to the post office. And,
period.
Yeah.
He was selling fucking books. He was an online bookstore. What was Elon Musk doing? Payment gateways, PayPal, electric vehicles.
Robots.
Robotics. Did you see he has the new robots coming out pretty soon? You can buy for 30 grand.
Well,
he is fast tracking us to fucking iRobot.
Did you see that fucking unveiling of the taxis, the two-man taxis?
Yes.
He basically showed off five taxis. It was pre-programmed routes, but he just wanted to show us that it is working.
It works.
And it was just like, he's got driver. I don't like the fact that they're driving, that there's no like fail safe. Like if it breaks,
like to take over.
Yeah. You can't get out if it's going to, that part. I think
I'm sure he'll figure that out though.
Yeah. But just the fact that he's showing you that, look what I've got. He's got a van that does the same shit.
I think Elon is almost, I don't think he's evil, but he almost reminds you of that evil genius character. Where he's so fucking rich that he can just kind of go, ooh, I like that movie. Can I make that movie real? I feel like he's fast tracking us towards Blade Runner
and he was staring at iRobot and he goes, I can make that robot.
Yeah, iRobot and Blade Runner. And I have a feeling that we're gonna get to
excuse me.
What was that Tom Cruise movie about the memories?
Minority Report.
Yeah, Minority Report.
I
think we're going to get all three of those from Elon pretty soon. Like he's forcing us to go. He's probably going, look, I watched all these movies. These are amazing. And here we are with all this capability and money. Why are we not living in the age of flying cars? Okay, fine. I won't give you flying cars yet, but I got autonomous cars. I'll take you wherever the fuck you want to go. Let's make that happen. iRobot, cool idea. Guess what? We're doing that now. I was like, what the fuck, Elon?
And fucking Bezos is still looking for his bolts.
And everybody said, a rocket can never return to land because, you know, it doesn't have, you know, it can't stabilize itself, whatever. What did you do? Guess what? I just fucking did it.
And what's Bezos doing? He's trying to fucking seal the rocket up he's got.
Bezos needs to give up. Bezos needs to give up. Here's the thing with Bezos. Like I said, he was a book reseller. He's not a tech guy. He's probably just hiring the wrong people. I mean, you could have all the money in the world, but if you're a bad judgment of character and you don't know what you're looking for in terms of who to hire and help you develop these technologies, you're just never going to progress.
It's the same thing with the Virgin Mobile guy.
Yeah.
He did the same thing. He was creating a plane to go take people like as high as he can go.
But at least he did it.
Yeah, but he shut it down because Elon Musk.
Well, he can't keep up.
Elon Musk put out that video of that one that'll take you to Mars and back and then float around. He's like, I can't do this.
He's like, I'm done. I'm done. Like, fuck it.
He's like, I cannot compete with that. You know, if that ever gets operational, I'm fucking done.
He's like, I'm not.
So he just grounded his whole operation.
I mean, think about it. When you're in that space and you're all a bunch of rich fucks and now all of a sudden you're motivated by this guy, like, oh no, I'm going to get there first. I'm going to make the bestest, baddest spaceship. And this guy is like, I'm making the bestest, baddest rocket ship. And then you're arguing with each other. And then you look over your shoulder and Elon's already going to Mars. Like, fuck it. Let him have it. Just let him have it. Fuck it. Let him have it.
Well, Bezos doesn't know how to quit though.
He has something to prove. I think the problem with Bezos is
he can't even get a military contract. He's getting fucked every time.
I think he wants acceptance and nobody's accepting him. Like they respect him for the fact that he took a small business and became a billionaire. Great. But outside of that, I think he wants to be cool and hip and talked about, and people want to hang out.
He bought some.
Nobody
movie,
cares.
He
nobody
bought a
cares.
Movie production company. He's doing the movie thing, but yeah, he should hang it up.
Best example of him. This is the best example of him not. Why he should not get involved in tech. Listen, everybody likes ordering and buying from Amazon, but have you used Amazon Prime app for movies and shows? It fucking sucks. It's dog shit.
It doesn't
work well. The fucking interfacing, the GUI is horrible. It's just bad. He's just never, ever going to get there. So I think Bezos just needs to give up completely. Just stick to your online marketplace, which you're doing very well with.
Yeah.
And just be happy with it. There's nothing wrong with that. Amazon's great. It's amazing. He convinced everybody that was a good idea to use his marketplace, and then he'll fucking take a percentage of your sales. I would have never done that, but he did, and somehow everybody else fell in line. It's great.
Oh, he also needs to get out of the grocery store business.
Yeah, did that ever take off?
There is one in
Have you been to it?
I've been to one.
And that's where?
It's in northern Roseville.
Oh, there's one in Roseville?
There's an Amazon Fresh in Roseville.
I didn't know that. Huh.
Yeah, he's got to get out of that shit.
He just needs to stay in his fucking lane. Look, Bezos, sell books.
The one that I went to actually in, I know there's one there, but the one I actually went into was in Southern California. Went down for the wedding and all that shit. It's the layout is dog shit. Like there's no one is in there. It's hard to shop there. It's hard to get shit. He's got to stop.
He just needs to stay in his lane, man.
Stick to putting shit on a pallet and shipping it in the truck.
Online marketplace and books. That's it.
Yeah.
Just stay there.
I know he's trying to beat Walmart.
He's
trying to beat Walmart. He's trying to beat Elon Musk in these certain areas.
Not going to.
He's got to give it up. He's just got to give it up.
Look, there's people smart, way fucking smarter than Bezos that didn't even try to take on Elon. What does that tell you?
Yeah.
If these other guys are smarter than you, you're also going, nah, fuck that. What makes you think you're going to be able to?
The only fear that I have, though, being that he's the only player in the game.
Who, Elon?
Yeah.
Not really. Not when it comes to robotics, anyway.
Well, but his robots are ready.
Well, technically, okay, Elon's always ready until you start buying them, remember?
Yeah.
Okay. Remember the Tesla launch?
Yeah.
He almost went bankrupt trying to provide cars when he couldn't because he didn't have the real money. He's a good salesman.
Oh yeah.
He does deliver, but whether it's going to be delivered on the time or within the time period he says is another story. But you also have like when we looked up on one of the shows we did before, like Boston Dynamics, they've been making robots for military use for years already.
No, I know.
Way before Elon Musk.
I just have this weird fear that it'll turn into like we'll be terminatored, you know.
I mean, Skynet's a reality, it seems now. But the thing with the robots though, I think what Elon is showing everybody is, look, we've always had the technology, we've just been holding it back from you.
Yeah.
Because how do you go ahead, even though he's rich as hell, but still he doesn't have more money than an entire government, for example.
Right. He doesn't have.
So how is it he's able to say, I can release a consumer robot who's here to help you and assist you in your daily needs? And then you have all these robotics companies that have had defense contracts for who knows how many years, going back at least 20 years or so, right? Yeah. And you're telling me that through those defense contracts, those guys have never developed anything advanced enough to be on the level that Elon's barely releasing now? Bullshit. Elon's just literally showing everybody, yeah, we could go to Mars. Yes, a rocket can come back and stabilize itself. Yeah, I can give you a robot. Sure, cars can drive themselves.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He's just proven to everybody that, yeah, no. The powers of be just holding us back from you guys. We should have been there already. And nobody wants to say anything to him. They're just like, yeah, well.
Makes you wonder what else is back there.
Right?
Shit. They might actually have those aliens.
But no, getting back to what I was saying earlier, I think Elon is literally taking his favorite movies and making them a reality for everybody.
Dude, I know. It's fucking.
But if you think about it, you watch those old movies like in 1996, we're going to have flying vehicles. And then 1996 comes and you and I are just like, oh, well, where's the vehicle? Oh, shit. Still got this fucking rust bucket God damn it, I got a flat tire. Who has flat tires in the fucking movies that said I was going to be flying? I have a flat tire, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, just like, it's like I watched that Transformers cartoon, 1985, right?
Oh, you saw that?
Yeah. No, the
original movie. Oh, I thought you meant the...
And I love the opener. The year is 2005, the Deceptive. Yeah. It's like, you saw the space... And I was like, 2005. It's like, that shit didn't even happen.
2005 comes, you're like, where the fuck's Optimus? Wait a minute, where's Unicron? Oh, wait, I don't want to see Unicron. I don't want to die.
And then they fuck it. And then they land on, they have the battle on Earth, and it's 2005. You see all these structures, these weird floating tables. I'm like, the fuck happened, man? We got screwed on this deal.
Like, you guys take the wrong exit on that delivery of technology here, because I mean,
it was the same shit with Back to the Future when they go into the future, and it's, I think it was like, well, it was the 80s, so I think it was like late 90s or some shit.
Was it 90s?
Was it late 90s? Or no, it was 2000 something.
Yeah, I think it was 20s. I don't know the exact year, but anyway.
Either way,
I want
that hoverboard. Where is it?
Now that I'm very sure they can do,
they do have the self-tying shoes. I've seen those.
Yeah, those they do have. Yeah, they do have those.
But yeah, it's just funny, those fucking movies.
Fucking Elon making movies a reality, man.
Did you hear that? Did you see that shit where the writer of iRobot wants to be compensated?
Oh, he's a fucking idiot.
He's like, your van looks like my van.
Yeah, whatever, dude. You wrote a fictional story. And this guy literally went behind the scenes, designed, developed the actual technology. And you're thinking that just because it looks similar in their faces, you own the idea of a fucking robot? Like, really? Oh, you need to pay me royalties. You thought of a robot. Well, guess what, dickhead? Years back, Isaac fucking Asimov. Are you paying his family for royalties for ripping him off?
Yeah, for adapting the book. Yeah.
Like, come on, dude.
But I mean, to be fair, this guy should not be talking at all. It really should be the production team that actually designed everything based off of his words, like actually did the work.
Okay.
That's what I think. But
I don't think they're owed anything. It was a fucking movie. It was a fictional story.
I know.
They're not owed shit.
It's still
they're
funny.
Not owed shit.
Because he put out this whole statement and pictures and comparisons. He's like, this is my idea.
No, it's not your idea, dude. It's not your fucking idea. You made up a fictional story. I'm gonna squash that now. You made up a fictional story, dude. If you were really one of those people who wanted to advance technology and release an actual real robot with the money you made off of that fucking movie,
which was
he probably could have got with somebody though, right? He probably could have got with somebody and probably work with that person to try to make it happen, but didn't do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Oh, shit. Hit the mic.
So who else is he's gonna sue? Roomba? It was my idea to give robot helpers to humans. Fuck you, Roomba.
What is
that? I want my cut of that floor sweeping right now.
Does that mean Disney can also, for Wall-E, that is technically a helper bot?
Yeah.
The same shit, right?
Dude, yeah.
There's always some asshole who's
desperate for a money grab.
Oh yeah, there's always a shit. We just did that episode that's going to get released probably right now. Was it 10 o'clock with Kyle? And we were talking about the Tiger Woods lawsuit over the logos and shit. And it's just fucking tiger. Like, I don't understand what the problem is. It's the same tiger. So what? I was like, well, what are you mad for?
Was the lawsuit from GM, the cereal?
No, it's from...
I don't know. That's why I asked. I have zero idea.
It's a company called Tigerary. Tigerary.
Okay.
And they do. I think.
So it wasn't Tony the Tiger.
No, it's
air. That's what popped in my mind. I don't know why.
It's a compression air company, like Cold something.
Okay.
And they're suing because the logo that Tiger uses for his clothing and stuff is basically the same tiger shape and lines and shit like that, but
fuck out of here.
They're in court right now. It's a pretty big thing that they're really pushing it.
Yeah, and money.
Yeah, and Tiger is just, it's a tiger with the exact stripes to match.
We're not even talking about a remotely similar product.
No, it's still funny as shit though.
Is it the same exact tiger though?
I'll show you right now. I don't think it's I don't think it's the same personally, but you know,
I don't know when we're going to get over this whole Sue Happy culture, man. It's a result of people just being lazy and just waiting for the opportunity to just grab cash. Even if you get, but okay, let's say they're awarded the amount. What happens when the guy doesn't pay? When you can't collect, then what?
Let me see if this.
I mean, maybe you can go after his assets, yeah, but that's not an overnight instant payout either. Then you have to try to sell it.
Oh, I totally.
I don't know.
I said air compression. It's clip on. They make clip on fans for football helmets.
Oh, wait a minute. Let me see. Wait, they make clip on fans for football helmets.
Yeah. So there's the Tiger.
Can I see that?
I'll show you Tiger Woods in a minute. That's the logo.
Dude, that is so generic. How come I can't?
Oh, it's the website itself. It's not an actual photo.
Okay. So, all right. Tiger Air. Got it.
Okay.
I see that logo. It looks very generic, by the way.
Okay. So then there's that. And then here's Tiger Woods. See the tiger up top?
Oh, it's not the same.
They're saying that the lawsuit.
That's not the fucking same. That's way bolder. It's
got the exact stripes of all his major wins, the exact number.
Get out of here.
Tiger Woods' idea was to add more stripes.
It doesn't even really look like a tiger. It looks like a blob. To be honest, I can't really make out that that's a tiger.
But that's...
Maybe from a distance you can see it more as a tiger. Go back to the other one. That's not the same. So because it's similar, it's the same? Like you owe money because it's similar? It's not the same. No way. You can see that it's not the same. That's a shitty logo. Tiger, that's a bad logo, dude.
Yeah, but that's a lawsuit right there.
Yeah.
Tiger's got to show up in court for that.
Yeah, let me... I backed up too far. Look up the other one real quick again. Tiger Air. That was the name of the company, Tiger Air. And they make fans for helmets. So how is that related to a sweatshirt or... any type of a hat.
That's the best way to do it.
Oh, here we go. Here's a straight up comparison. No. Dude, not even close.
Like we were saying, there's always a dick. There's always somebody.
That's not even close. I mean, honestly, the other companies actually looks like a tiger. Tiger's tiger looks, I don't know who put that together.
I think it's, like I said, I think the design was on purpose so he can add more stripes as he wins majors. That was his idea. That was the whole intention of his logo.
I hope those guys lose and just get thrown out. That's not the same.
Any judge should just go.
That's so dumb.
Any judge should go, no.
Nah, not really.
But it might get a jury trial. I don't know. They're in the beginnings of that.
No way. No way that goes to a jury trial. Really?
Dude, they're going to, if Tiger,
I guarantee if you showed that to a 3-year-old,
they wouldn't know.
They would immediately tell you they're not the same.
Possibly.
In fact, again, Tiger Woods, love you as a golfer, but I got to say that logo's shitty, bud. If I saw that logo as a 3-year-old, I guarantee a 3-year-old, my 3-year-old self or any 3-year-old would be like, that's a tiger?
No, that's, it's dog shit.
It looks like an ink blob.
What are you going to do, man? I don't know.
What the hell, man?
There's so much of that shit, you know. Oh, that's not enough fruit in the Pop-Tart. We got to sue for that.
You know? Those people. Hey, one of those people because I caught Starbucks many times. I'm paying for the coffee, the venti, whatever, and you think it's a 20-ounce, whatever the hell it is. And I get back, I'm like, why does this always feel light? And it's like, you know, quarter of the damn thing's foam. And I actually one day took an actual measuring cups and poured it. And I'm like, this motherfucker's short. And I actually took the picture. I you know what? I should have done it. I wouldn't have been sitting here today with you probably.
Yeah, that's
maybe
okay.
We would have. But I should have done it.
We would have been retired, I would say.
We probably still would be podcasting, to be honest. We just wouldn't give a shit anymore, though.
But there's so much of that. You know, there's the Pop-Tarts, then you got the McDonald's, the coffee.
Oh, I mean, after the pandemic, it's like now...
Everybody,
you're paying the same or more for a smaller package.
Yeah. Yeah. Everything is like that.
It's crazy. By the way, you brought up Transformers earlier. Did you see the other one? The new one, though, that goes back to the origins?
I did.
How was that?
That was... It was not... It's not the origin story that were... that They kind of took two different storylines and put them together. I forgot, was it Cybertron or is it G1 Armada? I fucking can't remember the actual.
But they mashed two storylines?
Yeah, they put them both together. So there's, fuck, dude, I gotta stop doing it. There's one where they're working together in the factory. And then they as friends, and then they grow into enemies. And then there's another story component from a different era, a different storyline, where the reason for Megatron becoming Megatron is pulled from that.
Okay.
And it's a decent mashup of it. I mean, it's not a terrible story. There's points where you're just like, if that was real. You know, it's like at the end of the film, it's, yeah, Megatron, you just go take all these bad robots and just leave. And he lets them leave.
That's it?
That's it. I was like, kill that fucker. He's right there. Stab him. End it. You know, but that's how you get to the first season of the cartoon. He just kind of leaves.
That's interesting.
He just fucks off.
That's the best they can do?
Yeah. And Starscream is actually the guard of the primes.
Oh, okay.
So it's him.
So it's almost like a royal guard?
He's a royal guard. There you go. So all the airplanes that you see in Transformers, they were the royal guard of the primes on Cybertron.
I guess that makes sense.
And they got, and when they had the big war with the Quintessons, and they all end up disbanding or whatever. And then Starscream took all of the guard with him off of the main city, like outskirts he went. And then Shockwave and Soundwave were a part of the generals of the military for the primes.
Got it.
Which is just like a weird how everybody that Megatron commands are all soldiers of the primes that just factioned off.
I don't get it. So,
and Megatron, the way he takes over is he walks over and he slaps the shit out of Starscream, and everybody goes, "Yeah, I guess that's good. Yeah, let's do it."
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it was the quickest scene ever. He just beat the fuck out of him. He goes, "Let's do this."
He's like, "There's only one way to take over, and that's to show them who's boss."
Yeah,
that's
slapped
it.
His head
and just beat the shit out of him. Said, "Okay. You serve me now. I'm your leader. Let's go."
What's funnier is this Starscream kind of goes, "All right."
It's like, fine. By like, I've never been slapped that way before. Okay. Yeah, let's go.
And then, and I mean, overall though,
first off, when I saw the preview, is like, I was hoping the animation and everything would match more like the original, but it's definitely different. And that's crazy about how they made that storyline to where I didn't even know, like, Starscream and all them were actual like royal guards. So yeah. Megatron is literally commanding a bunch of elite fighters.
Yes.
And how do they get their ass kicked every time by Optimus Prime and his cronies in? How is that possible?
but the crazy thing is,
I'll be honest, everybody looks at Optimus like he's some badass. He's not.
He's a truck.
He's not.
Megatron is literally a mining bot. That's what he is. And so is Optimus. That's how this thing starts.
And how do they turn into what they are?
Megatron ends up they have their transforming cores. All of them do. The core was removed when they were made by the guy that killed all the primes.
Ah.
And that guy was an assistant to the primes. I forgot his fucking name already. But he ends up taking over all of Cybertron. So any new robot made loses their transforming core and they get turned into miners.
So, okay. So, they're just turned into worker bots, basically. Yeah,
and they're mining Energon because the Matrix is missing, and they can't get the Energon to flow out of the, I guess you call it a fountain. So they have to mine for it to keep everything going. And the way Megatron turns into Megatron is they run in, they look for the Matrix. They end up on the battlefield where the Primes died. All their bodies are still there. And we're talking thousands of years later, for some reason, they're still there. Like, one of them is still kind of working, but they all have their core. So the Prime that is still working, they turn him back on, and he's the one that gives them all their cores, you know, so that they can transform. But Megatron goes to Megatronus, one of the major Primes, and steals his core and puts it in him.
The hell?
And that's how he becomes
Megatron. How do you just steal someone's core?
He just walked over and took it during the battle. Like, there's parts of this movie where just like, that's it. Just kind of walks
like,
over.
Just okay. Just like that. All right, so he steals someone's Transformer core just by walking. So, you know, he's not paying attention.
He
slaps Starscream.
He walks
so that
up to a dead
everybody
body.
Everybody follows him.
He basically walks up to the dead body and takes the core.
That easy, though.
It was that easy. Because the Quintessons, when they're up there learning about how the Primes fell, the Quintessons come back. And there's a fight. There's a battle scene. During that battle scene, Megatron just casually goes over there and takes the Megatronus core.
Like, well, they're busy, so...
I'll
have to see it. I just wondered. I didn't know it went like... Yeah, it sounds like multiple storylines and different scenarios.
It didn't do
That's
well.
That's crazy.
From what I can tell, it didn't do well enough to get a sequel. But I don't think you'd need a sequel, because then you can just go from that and then just watch the Transformers first season. It kind of will just bleed in. And then you can watch the movie, which is after season two. I mean, you can just kind of do that. It doesn't have to be...
It's crazy.
You know, a direct sequel of any kind.
Yeah.
But the way you get the Matrix of leadership is Megatron beats the fuck out of Optimus. Like, lays waste to his ass.
Yeah, I can see that.
Like, he just pummels him to death. And he throws him overboard. And he falls into the core of Cybertron, where apparently the Prime's essence still exists.
Of course it does.
So then that's how the Matrix just magically reappears and goes into Optimus. And then you get that Unicron situation with Megatron in the movie, where he provides him with a new body and new
yes.
troops. It's the same idea. What? It's just Optimus just gets, you know.
Whatever.
And then he goes back to the mining area. And he gives cores to all of what you see, what is now your Autobots.
Wasn't there also a new live action Transformers coming out or in the works? Another one?
Yes, and I hope not at the same time.
Yeah, I think they took that as far as they could.
It's a sequel to the Beast War
one. That was horrible. I didn't even like that one.
Yeah, but yeah. So anyway, there's your sort of review. I mean, it's.
Hey, I asked.
It's got its little stories.
I'll check it out though. I will, because I forgot about it, and then when you brought up earlier, you talked about it, Transformers, and I was like, wait a minute, what about that? Because I never saw it. Whatever happened on that?
There is a movie.
Okay, I will watch it. You know what?
I think we're good, kids.
You think we're good? I think we're good. I think we're good. Where's your music? Which one are we doing here?
Green. We got orange.
Orange. We're going to do orange. I kind of like this. I might use this as an intro moving forward, but I'm not sure. So here we are. All right. Thank you for listening to Random Thoughts with Manuel and George. And don't forget to like, subscribe, share, and you can even follow us on X. We are at Manuel and George on X. I want to break your soul in two.